What's going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Vicky Warren, is that would be me.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Ja'Kalen Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor J. Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
Know your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is Pastor Jay, and we're going to start in normal fashion. Normal fashion is this. We're going to come out of Proverbs 12 and 15, and it says, the ways of a fool seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice. That's deep, because we always could think that we have never wronged somebody. We could always think that what we did was right enough. I could do this because I felt good to me. But getting advice, hearing somebody else be able to tell you like, no, that ain't it. That balances you out. God told you to have a wise counsel around you so that you won't have your pride bring destruction into your life. So instead of thinking that you're always right, no one's always right. Listen to advice and watch how God will give those gems, bring those right people to get you in the right line for where your purpose is. Amen. Amen. Dear Father God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing, God. God, we just thank you for all the things that you've been doing, bringing us through the week, letting us see another day. God, I just ask you to just be able to bless everybody under the sound of my voice to truly see the evidence of you in their day-to-day, God. God, I ask you to let us be able to reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable, and touch somebody with the hardest heart to say, what can I do to be saved? God, I ask you to enlarge the territory of Anointed Radio to be able to get to new countries, new cities, new audiences, new airwaves, new platforms, God. God, I ask you to be able to really just intervene and put in a word for somebody that's listening tonight. Let there be something said that somebody could walk away and say, God, I needed that. Thank you, God. God, I ask you to just be able to bless everybody under the sound of my voice from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, to break every chain of habit, addiction, and issues, to be able to rebuke all spirits of suicide and all kind of negative thoughts of harming themselves. God, I just ask you to just be in the midst, to restore people that's under the sound of my voice, to be able to know who they are and how to love themselves again, to be able to hear your voice clearly again because they've seemed kind of far away. So God, I thank you. God, I glorify you. I give you all the praise because you always have the answer and you always show up with love. And God, I give you all that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 It's Pastor Jay. And like always, I got something to say. What I got to say is this. You can follow me at Anointed Jaylon on all social media platforms. That is at Anointed Jaylon, not Jaylon, because everybody love to call me that. Jaylon, J-A-Y-L-O-N, on all social media platforms, or you can see it on the screen. And if you are looking for any of my music, you could check out my music on all music streaming platforms, where you could get The Spirit Flows to Me, Can I Get a Little Grace? You could get that one, which hit a million with Spirit Flows to Me on SoundCloud. And you could be able to check out all of my other music, Jesus You Make Me Happy, Slip Away, and all of those good songs you could be able to put to your playlist. Go to the Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, go check me out, and you could be able to put it in your playlist so you could work out and really jam out with me. With that, I'm going to bring up my co-host, and we got the lovely Prophetess Tish, and we have Miss Keisha Glass, y'all. So go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, social media, and what's new with you guys.
I'm Prophetess Tish. You can find me on social media at Fervently Creations on all social media. You can also find me at Tish Shear on Facebook. If you want to catch me on Saturdays, you can find me in those clubhouse streets, again, at Fervently Creations under there. We do those rooms 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Times, where we just do expository teaching, breaking down the word of God. But if you want to see me in person, make sure you catch me at the Renewed Mind in Christ Conference, June 21st to June 23rd in Huntsville, Alabama. This is the 3-day conference where we are going to be doing marketplace ministry, mindset shifts, mental health awareness, and mass deliverance. So I would love to see you there. For more information, go to ferventlyevents.com and you can get more information as well as get your tickets.
Well, hello, I am Keisha Latoya Glass. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Keisha Latoya Glass or Keisha Latoya International, or you can go to my website at keishalatoya.net. Thank you.
Amen. And if you haven't, make sure you share, like, subscribe, add your auntie, your cousins, your daddy, your mama, everybody, because it's going to be a good show tonight. Make sure you add to your groups. This interview, we're going to have a great time tonight, and I am excited to announce that we're going to have a great group on, and I'm going to introduce them now. This group is a powerful women of God that come, and when you meet them, they're just all so humble, but when they sing, there's a power and anointing that just comes from them all, and you're like, where did that come from? You was just so settled. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it live. We have the Anointed Friends on Anointed Radio. Can I introduce you all? I have Miss Brittany. I have Rosalind. I have Tiffany. Welcome to Anointed Radio. And go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Pastor Jaylon. Hey, Prophetess. Hey, Keisha, Miss Glass. We are Anointed Friends. We are out of Paterson, New Jersey. And everyone, you can find us. If you see Roz's title or headline, it says Anointed Friends. That is our name across the board. We can be found on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel, like, follow us on Instagram, on Facebook. We also have a website. We are Anointed Friends. We're missing one group member who unfortunately was unable to be with us, and that is our beloved Dr. Taisha Real. So, hey, Ty, wherever you are.
Amen. Miss Roz, Miss Tiffany, what y'all got to say?
Hey, listen, good evening, everyone. Pastor Jay, it is an honor to accept the invitation to speak with you on your platform. Great evening to Prophetess and Lady Keisha. I am Roz, a founder and a member, proud member of this group, Anointed Friends. Grateful once again to share some insight on who we are as we spread the joy of Jesus via music.
Good evening, everyone. Again, I am Tiffany McCutcheon, and it is truly, as everyone has said, as our founder Roz has said, it is truly a blessing to be here on this platform with you all today. Thank you so much for having us, and I am excited to be here this evening with all of you.
Amen, and we're excited to have you guys on. But before we get into our icebreaker question, because I know my team is ready to ask away questions, and I got questions. We're going to pay some bills. We want to go ahead and shout out all Las Vegas sports. And Las Vegas sports has grown so much. We've become almost into a Las Vegas sports mecca. When we started Anointed Radio, there were no sports here in Las Vegas, but now we have the Golden Knights, which are just starting their season. We have the Silver Knights as well. I believe I said the Silver Knights or Silver Horses, but go check them out as well. UNLV basketball, football, baseball, all of their sport programs are doing awesome. We have the Las Vegas Raiders, and we have the Oakland, well, now Las Vegas A's coming down to Las Vegas with our champion back to back. First, well, not first ever, but hasn't happened in a long time. Our Lady Aces, the WNBA All-Stars that they are. We have a champion. They are the first one to bring a championship to the city of Las Vegas. So we definitely want to shout them out and support all Las Vegas sports. And that is paying all of our bills. And there's probably thousands of churches doing events, but they didn't send it to me. So I'm not announcing it. Amen. And the church announcement's in right there. So icebreaker question. So the icebreaker question I have for you guys is this. Let's stay in the vein of current events. Would you guys make a country song? And what would you name it? The title of the song. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow.
Go ahead. No, I'd like to hear your thoughts. Be my guest.
Well, I was going to say the power in Jesus' name.
Okay.
I just gotta stay with Jesus, because we need Jesus. And I believe spreading Jesus, we gotta stick with, I'm just gonna stick with the power in Jesus' name. That will be my title, the power in Jesus' name. And I don't know how that song will come together. I don't know, but that's the title, the power in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It just came to me.
And while that came to you, if I could piggyback off of that, if I made a country song, it would be Saddle Up for the Journey.
Ooh, come on.
I like that.
We do need Jesus, and we know that this walk with Jesus is quite the journey. So saddle up.
Yes. I love it.
Who's next? Who want to go next?
Mama Roz.
I was getting ready to say giddy up for the Lord or something like that. You know? Giddy up for the
Lord. Giddy up for Jesus.
Giddy up for Jesus.
Yes.
Giddy up.
Hey, Miss Liz. Shout out to Miss Liz Black.
Come on, prayer warrior. The intercessor. Come on, Tiffany.
Write it on for the Lord. I like that.
Writing on for the Lord.
I was going to say something.
When she first asked the question, what came to my head was the opposite. Now, you know how Toni Braxton had the song Unbreak My Heart? But I heard break my heart. Sometimes we need to be broken so he can actually restore us and mend us back together properly, heal us properly. And so I actually heard break my heart again.
Mm. Okay.
Break my heart, Jesus. All right.
I was just thinking that.
If I had to pick a song and keep it relative to country and gospel together, I would make a song called Come Home.
Mm. Okay.
And it would be close to that country roads. Take me home to a place that I belong. West Virginia. It would be like something like that.
Okay.
But I would base it off the prodigal son's father's prayer.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. So with that, we're going to go ahead and get straight into the interview. We have so many questions because I do, because I can't wait to find out so many things. So, first thing is, go ahead and, you know, like the Baptist would say, introducing to some and reintroducing to others. Go ahead and tell everybody where your hometown is and where do you reside now?
Okay. Our hometown, well, once again, we are Anointed Friends. We are out of Paterson, New Jersey. That is our hometown, and that is where Tiffany, myself, and Roz reside. Taisha is in East Orange, New Jersey. We originated at the new AME Zion Church, which is located in Paterson, New Jersey.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad you led there, because that's what the next question is going to be. What was the root of your guys' name? Like, what brought your name for your guys' group to come together?
So an afternoon program brought us together on May 2nd, 2019. I asked the three ladies if they would join me in singing a song that I really wanted to sing. I had been asking for a few months if they would sing this song with me, and they said yes. If we fast forward, after we sung the song, the people named us Friends, and thereafter we became Anointed Friends. I had a vision that I wanted a female gospel group. And I've been wanting it since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Meaning to say, since I was, though I wanted it then, I didn't get it until now. So I always will say that it was delayed, but not denied. So here we are, Stone, as a group. We've been singing together for a minute. We were born and raised in the church and singers. Brittany is, I call her my pint-sized powerhouse. We got Songbird Diva that sings to the heights. And we have Dr. Reels that keeps us aligned in our notes and can sing just about every part. But to answer your question, the people named us Friends, followed by us becoming Anointed Friends. And I like that. I like Anointed Friends. So got a nice catch to it. And I believe that that's who we are. We're ministers of the gospel. Yeah. And anointed to do it. God appointed us. So,
yeah. Amen. Prophet Tish.
How do y'all continue to cultivate that atmosphere of being friends? Like, to serve together is one thing. Being in ministry together is one thing. But to actually be able to do the things outside and saying, look, if we're saying we're anointed friends, we also have to not only do ministry, but we have to love each other as friends. We have to be able to uphold each other in times of battle. So what are things that y'all do to make sure y'all are cultivating that of being anointed friends? Because it's with, I would say outside of, like, have friends, it's different once you have anointed friends. It's different once you have someone that can speak life into you. It's different once you got someone that you can actually say, hey, I need you to pray for me right now. I need you to help me get a prayer through. I need you to touch and agree with me. Like, so how do y'all cultivate to make sure that y'all live up to the name as anointed friends?
Fasting and praying. And then go ahead, Tiffany.
As Ross said, fasting and praying. One thing we do is we fast every Monday. And we've actually even talked about possibly extending that and fasting more than just on Mondays. But we fast and pray, and we don't just talk about being anointed, but we're serious to what we have been called to do. So we're not just singing these songs, we're living these songs. And another thing, we keep it real with one another. We may not always like what we have to say to one another as far as, like, look, sis, we need you to change this or do this, but we are real with one another. We are serious about the life that we live. We are serious about serving God. We are serious about the anointing that God has put on our life. We don't take this life that he has given us for granted, and we don't play games with this, because we understand that, number one, this is not about us, but it's all about the God that we serve, and we must represent him right. We must live a lifestyle that serves him fully, and we are committed to the life that God has given us. We understand that he died for us and that we are saved. We understand that we are not just singing these songs, but we are living the songs that God has given us to sing, and we represent him at the end of the day. So we take the lifestyle that we have seriously, and we, again, we keep it real with one another. We are not just anointed friends by name, but we are friends seriously. And we take that seriously. So if I have to say something to Roz, like, hey, sister girl, I'm not just going to smile on her face, like, hey, come here, sis, let's have a conversation. Or Brittany needs to come to Tiffany and be like, hey, Tiffany, look, we got to talk. We take this seriously so that when we go out and minister, our ministry is real. It's not just we're up there on the platform or up there on the stage just singing. It's serious, so that what's coming out of our mouth can be received by the people and it can be a blessing to them. And most importantly, God can receive the offering that we're giving to him.
And also, if I can add to that, individually, we are all leaders in our own churches. So we didn't just come together and become anointed. We were anointed and came together. You understand? So we bring the element of being preachers of the word, being not only hearers, but doers of the word, right? Nobody's perfect. We recognize that about one another. Sometimes it takes a little bit because we're human. We're grown women. We have families, right? We have occupations, as Roz mentioned before. But we also recognize that this is something that, this is an assignment given by God. And as Tiffany mentioned, we are serious about it because we know that we represent more than just ourselves. We represent God, we represent our families, we represent our church homes, right? And we don't want to be an embarrassment, you know? So we truly, when we are keeping it real with one another, it's not just opinions, but we also make sure that we mention what God says in his word. And when we pray, we don't just pray amiss and pray anything, but we are praying God's word and we are believing God's word and we're standing on God's word. We're reading his word, you know, and filling ourselves up to keep us, you know, kind of in the right, on the right path. So that's another piece to how we cultivate this relationship. We have to have God's word in order to, you know, remain powerful and anointed and set apart. That is just, there's no other way around it. So,
amen.
So I have to ask on you talked about relationship and with you guys being a group, and like you said, everybody grown, everybody got different lives, different backgrounds they go home to. So can you talk about a situation where you guys had to overcome a growing pain as a group? Because every group, every choir, every praise team had a situation. And how did you guys overcome it?
You took that question from me.
I'm sorry. I saw it in the backstage. No, I'm just playing.
Well, I can remember early on when we were first getting started, we were, you know, we decided that, you know, we believed that this was what God wanted us to do. And we were on a roll. We had one of the members, Dr. Reels, who was not Dr. Reels initially. She was going for a doctorate. And she asked us, she said, listen, I'm in a doctoral program. I know we're just getting started, but I have to do this. And we said, you know what? Do your doctorate and we will be here when you're finished. We didn't whimper. We didn't, there was no, well, of course for her, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But, you know, God gave us a tenor. And he did it quickly via Tiffany, and we waited for our sister. We applauded our sister when she walked across the stage, and she came right back to us. It was a slight, I think it was a couple of months that we had to wait for the now Dr. Reels. But then thereafter, the pandemic happened, and we didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, we started in 2019. We were just getting started. And I said, oh, God has given me the desires of my heart. It's not denied. A little delayed, but it's not denied. And then COVID happened. but we didn't miss or skip a beat. Amen. We kept going. We found a way to come together. We even produced a music video in the midst. And then get this, it's when the outside was starting to open, we had people that reached back for us, like, you know, Dr. Liz Black, who, you know, made sure that, you know, we were ready to minister to the masses. And I don't think I'll ever forget that. That was a tough time for me because I thought, okay, God, you said we're going to do this. And then we had, you know, Taisha that was doing her doctoral and she came back. And then they shut us down. And it was okay. And not only did we flourish, he said, listen, don't be not dismayed. I will take care of you. And he did just that. He provided a place for us to do a music video. We didn't skip a beat with rehearsals. There was a studio open that we found that allowed us to practice safe precautions, you know, the guidelines that were set in place. To say all that, to say that we were still able to keep going, even though we were shut down. Who does that for God? So though it was a brick, I thought, that was being thrown, you know, at us, you know, we were able to navigate and to still manifest. So I'm so grateful for that.
Amen. And it's just understanding, right? So overcoming some of the growing pains, as you mentioned, learning how to be understanding. One thing we recognize, and people have literally just come out and say it, like, how do y'all stay together as a girl group, right? Let's just address the elephant in the room, right? Because we've had people who say girl groups don't last, mm-hmm. right? And we had, we went to, I think it was Alabama when we were singing and, you know, earlier on, as Ra said, and the host just straight out asked us, what makes y'all different? You know, and I was like, what? Like, you know, but one of the things we had to learn as it pertains to growing pains is that we are going to be true to who God called us to be. We are not trying to be like anyone else. We are unique. God has made us in his image, this group. He called us for such a time as this. So in order to become that, we are continuously seeking him to make sure that we're in alignment with what his vision is. And then, you know, he gave it to Ra. So as she hears from God, we trust that, you know, God is speaking through her. But there was an understanding that, listen, we're not trying to be like other girl groups. We really just want to minister this gospel of Jesus Christ because the people need it. The world is in need of a savior. Right. And we're compassionate. Taisha wanted to do her doctorate. She was getting married. Right. So she had a lot going on. But we also had to understand, you know, how would you want someone to treat you if it was you, right? If the shoe was on the other foot, if the table was turned. So you be a sister for real. You love other people the way you want to be loved. So we still do. We practice a lot of compassion. We practice and work on a lot of understanding with one another. And we just try to stay true to who we are. People was asking us, why y'all dressing in ball gowns? Who do y'all think y'all are? And we're like, we don't know yet, but
but we are here and we're still here.
We are trusting this vision Roz gave, you know, is saying the Lord is giving her, and we are just going to try to be understanding that everyone else is dressed in jeans and we up here in these high low ball gowns, and look what God has done. And we're getting ready to celebrate 5 years. So, you know, it's a growing pain, but we have grown in the midst of the pain. So, you know, to God be the glory for that.
Amen. So I have to ask, so in the writing process, tell us a little bit about how do you guys get down with the actual writing process as a group? Like, who takes what? Who takes chorus? Who takes bridge? Who takes alto notes? What is your guys' creative process of making the music that you make?
I was looking for a soulful sound. And when I first heard Brittany sing a solo, I knew that I wanted her. When I first heard Tiffany, I just knew that these were the parts that I needed. And so with that being said, Dr. Reels is a classic pianist, Brittany, and knows music. And she is just amazing when it comes to hearing and sorting out. And they are all writers. I'm not a writer. I know my lane, and writing is not my lane. Brittany is a writer. Dr. Reels wrote a song, Jesus, He Will Fix It. I know it was featured as the cover for one of the posts that you did. She wrote that, and it became number one on internet radio. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at one of the plaques that they gave us for that. That was such a proud moment for us. Our new song, Pray, was written and directed by Steve Cooper. He is the father of the group Fire family. They are also known as Silk Entertainment. They wrote the song Pray. Our first single, Be All Right, was written by a dear friend of ours. And but we have writers amongst us. Dr. Reels and Brittany are writers. They have great creativity. And when it comes to the music, I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted a soulful sound. When we slowed it down, I knew I wanted someone that would be confident and a strong soprano note. That's Tiffany. And get this, they can all sing all parts. I'm going to always be nestled in the middle. I'm the one that does all the administrative work, and I'm okay in the middle knowing my role. But these ladies delivered exactly what God told me.
So you were saying, and I was, and my question actually was to you as the visionary, the one that God had gave the vision to. You're saying exactly, but have God actually blown your mind, like giving you more? I know, like, once He gives us a vision, sometimes we only see a small portion of that vision, and it's just enough to make us run to it. But once we get there, it's like we're looking around and like, oh wow, like really, God, like you wanted to use me in this capacity. Or so how has God blown your mind in this vision that He's giving you? Because now you're walking in answered prayers, something that you did not give up on, you did not lose the vision on. And once the time came, He began to start building you with other anointed women. As I want to say, Brittany said, that was already anointed. You didn't. And so how has God blown your mind with this vision that you had many years ago that you're actually walking in now?
One of the things that people don't realize is that though you may have the anointing, you've got to have money. You've got to have a couple of dollars. You have to have funding. You have to be able to make sure that you have right, you know, promotion. You've got to make sure that you look nice. That takes money. And God gave me a budget. He gave me what I asked for with these ladies, but He also gave me a great budget. He gave me the funds. He gave me the means to be able to make sure that we got on planes, trains, and cars to get to where we had to go. So He's blown my mind, because with every invitation that we were invited to, whether it was Alabama, we were ready, we got there, and we were prepared. So He has blown my mind with allowing me to have the vision and have it come to pass. He has blown my mind because it's 5 years later and we are all still here, smiling, showing up. We just recently came.
I might have to bring y'all to Alabama.
Yeah. We're ready to go.
I'm gonna have to bring y'all back to Alabama because my conference is in Alabama.
Okay.
I might need to bring y'all to Alabama.
Yes, I'm telling you, He's blown my mind with five songs. We have five songs that, you know, we are able to minister. He has blown our minds when the invitations come and we are able to get there. And like I said, just recently, we were in Cary, North Carolina, Pastor and Lady Richardson extended. They spoke on our behalf. And when you can have people speak on your behalf and say, you know, I got four young ladies that I want you to hear, that alone will make you just want to sit straight up and say, you know, to God be the glory that somebody that knows that we are women of integrity, we are women of stature and valor, and that we are respected. That too.
Amen. I love the fact that when you talked about, when you said that you were anointed before you actually became a group. And I love the fact that you all keep God first and you seek God and you actually know who you are. I know you said, well, you know, someone asked you the question, Brittany, about when you said your gowns or who you think you are because you wear the, hey, I love the uniqueness of, you know who you are because you are women of God. So, yeah. So when they ask you again, who you think you are women of God that is actually shining God and showing people that a group of women can stay together. Amen. A group of, you're actually making history. You know, I have a favorite group also, and you are going to be my favorite group as well. Lisa Knowles, I have watched her and her group and how they, her and her mother and the rest of the group, how they stay together. When you have God first in your life, and when you seek him, you say you fast and you pray, you can't help but stay together. You can't help but keep shining and using your voices to bring people to Christ. So keep doing what you're doing. And I want to ask, though, I read your bio and it talked about you all were background singers of Leandra.
Yes.
How was that? I know that's a powerful woman. How was it? What was the experience like? And how you all did the background singing for her, and what was it like?
Go ahead, Tiff.
It was absolutely amazing. We got to sing at one of the local high schools as we sang background for her, and the ministry behind singing for her, I really just don't have the words. When I tell you it was amazing, it was amazing. She walked around the audience and she literally was just touching and talk and singing and just ministering to the different people in the audience. And there was one young man who was there and he unfortunately was handicapped, but she was touching him and he was just, even though he was sitting in his wheelchair, was just getting so excited as she was ministering right over him. And it was just amazing to watch her ministry as she was going through and singing. And she started to sing one song that we hadn't even rehearsed together as a group, but God just used us. And we just started singing right behind her and everything just fell together and came together. And I said, you know what, God, you are awesome. Mm-hmm. And the ministry just came together and it was just truly a blessing. And it was amazing to just minister with her and just see the people in the audience. I'm a person, and I know the other young ladies are as well. When I see people blessed and literally pour out and just give God the praise, to see that happening that day as we got to minister behind her, just truly blessed my soul. They were just crying out as she was singing, and they were just giving God the praise, and we were standing on that stage, and I'm telling you, it was so awesome. And I just was like, you know what, God, I bless your name. This is truly what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I love to sing, and I to sing behind artists is amazing, but to see people actually pour out to God and just say, God, I give you my all, God, I worship you, God, I bless your name, that's what it's all about. And it was amazing that day. Wow. It was amazing.
Lady Keisha, we're not gonna ever forget that we sang background for Leandra.
Sure ain't.
Worth Conference in Paterson, New Jersey. We were prepared, but as Tiffany said, the one song, praise and worship song that we hadn't rehearsed, it was just a natural for us to just pick it up. But baby, it's LeAndrea.
Yes, yes.
LeAndrea Johnson. Yes. And she was absolutely incredible, but so was Melvin Crispell. And just recently we had the honor of singing background for him. Wow. And when you sing with these artists, we don't look at their artists. We look at, mm-hmm. okay, we are on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
We are on assignment as if it is us having to minister without them. So you come prepared, even though you are elated that you have this opportunity, but it's our assignment. But we'll never forget that we sang background for LeAndrea and yeah. Melvin Crispell. It was the opportunity of a lifetime, and only God can do that.
Yes, that's right. Because LeAndrea is a force all by herself.
Right.
So she doesn't even need back. LeAndrea can do the lead in the background by herself. So for me, you know, try not to be starstruck because you recognize that these are people yeah. like you, but at the same time,
right.
You talk about anointing.
Yes.
And all of that coming together and being on one stage and in one, yeah. you know, room. That it was a lot of power in I that bet. Room, which is why Tiffany was saying, you know, there were people who were just pouring out. And LeAndrea does not hold back. No matter where she is, mother will take them shoes off. She'll start out cute. But then about 7 minutes into her singing, mother is coming out them shoes and putting on something comfortable or being barefoot. And I love her authenticity. It's yeah. not yeah. common anymore, you know,
yeah.
but LeAndrea is true to who she is. You understand? Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. what I appreciated most about her. We watch her on social mm-hmm. media. We watch her on YouTube. We watch her on TV. Mm-hmm. But to see it live and in person and action, yeah. you're like, oh, yeah, sister, real deal.
Oh yeah, real deal.
And she's spoken to us, and in the midst of her ministering to others, LeAndrea turned around and then spoke life into us as a group, and the things that God was going to do through us for the multitude. So that in and of itself is like, we ain't even singing no more at this point. It's hands up, and we receive it, you know. So. You know, we got to take pictures with her, and it was just an awesome opportunity. Nice. Not too many people get it, so we don't take it
right.
at all.
Absolutely.
What was y'all's first big break? Like, I see y'all out the country. I see y'all out the nation. I see y'all beyond the United States. Mm-hmm. But when did that first break come through for y'all as a group?
Is it Dr. Bobby Jones?
I was going to say Bobby Jones.
We had a phone interview with him first. And a big shout out to Chuck Charles Spearman that has been instrumental with us as well. But during COVID, that's what I'm trying to say. The pandemic shut things down, but not us. During COVID, we were allotted a phone interview with the Dr. Bobby Jones. And that led to when the world opened, us going into Nashville to do a taping for this legend that we watched on. Well, I watched him on Sunday morning, BET, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. Dr. Bobby Jones show. And it was almost like a not starstruck, but like, is this real? Is this happening? That I am able to be in the same room on a platform that I asked God for with the Dr. Bobby Jones. So, you know, I've got two. That's one for me. And the next is out the country. We went to South Africa. I have the honor of working with Griff on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Yes.
God has opened up some platforms for me in which I am his manager and his public relations executive. And before that, he reached back for...
Congratulations on that. We're not going to just go by that.
Okay, we're not just going to graze over that.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm very honored that I would be chosen. Little old me. But God moved and saw fit that right place, right time. And with that being said, before that happened, he chose us to go to South Africa. And an all expense paid trip to Johannesburg. So four of us, we released our our fourth song, Pray, that was written and produced by Steve Cooper of the group Fire and Silk Entertainment. And Griff produced our music video. And he brought us to South Africa to do it.
Yep.
Flights.
Wow.
We stayed in a beautiful Airbnb with master bathroom suites. The biggest thing for me was the misconception that people have about Africa. We were able to go and see it for ourselves, girl, in the motherland. And when we got there, I said, oh, we have arrived. That's the first thing I said, in my opinion. This is it. We are in South Africa. We didn't pay one dime. Who does that but God? So he used Griff. He saw something in us. And it's very important that artists, and if you have a platform to reach back, Pastor Calhoun giving us an opportunity to even interview here. Reach back. Don't forget what it's like to want to be in a place. I've had this dream since and this vision since I was, you know, a little girl. And though it's coming into fruition now, I'm saying that it was delayed but not denied. But my ladder is greater. My ladder. So I'm grateful to Griff. He is my boss now, but I'm just so grateful to Griff for the reach back. And then I was able to display my talents. He had a comedy show, and that led to where I am with him. So that's my two, Dr. Bobby Jones and Johannesburg, South Africa. Baby, I'll never forget that we were on the soil of our ancestors.
So I got to ask this, and this is an individual question for each one of you, so you guys can all think about it. Who inspired you to sing in the beginning?
I'll go. Believe it or not, I did not grow up in church. So
shut your mouth. What you say? But I was believe it.
Pure heathen. No, so I just, one day. No, but I loved Anita Baker. But for me, at the age of four, I can recall singing Tamia's song. I can't think of it now because the Lord probably like keep it holy. But I remember singing to Mia. I was four. I was in the mirror. I had a brush in my hand. And R&B, as you know, Ross stated, soulful sounds, neo souls, and things as such. Those artists resonated a bit more with me as I was growing up. And if I could say the gospel realm, I love Lisa Knowles. I love Lisa Knowles. As it pertains to quartet, Lisa Knowles is it for me.
Yes.
Lisa Knowles is it for me. Yeah. But I also, of course, love the greats, LaShawn Pace, Karen Clark. Oh, yes, Karen Clark, the Clark sisters, Dorinda, all them. Awesome singing somebody's, but for me it was Anita and it was Tamia.
Okay, Miss Ross.
My mother had us in church all day and all night. All day and all night. And so you
had to say it like that.
I come from a singing background. My mother sang, her siblings sang, my dad and his family played instruments, and all we did was sing. We sang in at the sink washing dishes. We sang at the table. We sang in the shower. Everything we did involved us singing.
Yeah, I had that heavenly choir just going on.
Yep. Yes, we did. Everything we did. We used to even, you know, that's really how I got into with harmonizing. you know, my mom would say, "Nope, somebody's off," and we would be blending. And I'm talking like at 6 and 7 years old, she taught us that. But it was the truth that I heard the song about the peanut butter and jelly. It was just so, I said, "Ooh, I want to, you know, I'd like to do that." And then John P. Key came, the 90s came. Yes. He is my favorite male gospel singer. So shout out to Pastor John P. Key and the Clark sisters.
And prayers for him in recovery.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
And prayers. Yes. But yeah, I love a soulful. My mother sang with such soul and conviction. And, you know, even when she prayed, she didn't get up until she said, okay. You know, remember the tarrying services in which, you know, they would keep you down there until, you know, you came up with the Holy Ghost. That's the kind of household that I was raised in. You churched all day long on Sunday and you got used to it, but it built character for me. I learned the Bible from my mom, but music was very instrumental with us. So for me, Pastor John P. Key and the Clark sisters.
Before Miss Tiffany goes, what denomination are you, Miss Ross?
Pentecostal. But
I should have known.
Now, you know,
I should have known. You said all day, all night. That means you was there at 7, breakfast, you was there for lunch, and you was there for dinner.
And you didn't go home. You stayed there. You stayed at the church, and you was on the fellowship side, and you smelled the, well, you smelled the fried chicken while you were in service. So, you know. Then after service, you went over to the fellowship hall.
So I'm going to tell you something. I went to one service that was Pentecostal, and I told my mom I had to go home and do homework. I ain't never said that a day in my life. I said, we've been here since 7 o'clock in the morning. Why is it midnight? Why am I here still? They still preaching. I understand. Why, Jesus, on the fourth service, I asked Jesus to take me.
You know what? I actually admire because they didn't have to pass notes in church talking about somewhere we're going to eat afterwards.
Yeah. Fellowship hall.
Fellowship hall.
You already know what's going on.
They get like a small break and then they come back.
And I mean a small break.
It's very
real small.
Real small.
I wasn't Pentecostal, I was Baptist, and we still, I mean, it was the morning, the evening, and that night.
Yeah.
I was Presbyterian, but my mom them had a singing group. And so, you know, sometimes it was after the church service, and then we traveling to somewhere else because my mom and my grandma and them had to sing somewhere. So,
yeah.
You said she was Presbyterian?
You know what?
Presbyterian. I grew up Presbyterian.
Wow. So you just ate Presbyterian. Okay, that's what's up. So Miss Tiffany, what's your experience?
My experience is I would have to first say my mom, because she said I've been singing since I was 2, and I come from a family of singers, but I would have to say hands down, Yolanda Adams. Mm-hmm. Every time I went to sing a song, it was a Yolanda Adams song. I don't care where I was at.
Were you alone in a room?
Yes. I was right there in the midst of it because I knew the battle wasn't mine. It was the Lord.
Come on, Tim.
Yes. Lord. Yeah. Right
there, yes.
Come on. Yes.
Because you have the victory.
Yes, I do.
Y'all finna stop playing.
Because it was even me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even yes. Come on yes. here.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on now.
So this will be last question, and we'll go into outro because I know it's getting late out there. What is next for the Anointed Friends?
Come on,
well, we got a few things going on. To God be the glory, and we're going to release another single. We released our latest single, "Pray," that is available.
I love it, and I love it
so much. Thank you. We got another single that is coming from the same writer, and we're doing a spin to one of our songs. That I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but we just got some things brewing and cooking here. And we just continue to pray that, you know, God
will use the producers and those that would take the music and say, you know, that this is what it should be, and it's the right sound for the brand Anointed Friends. We're also teamed up with Griff and his brand Done Deal Entertainment Consequences. So Anointed Friends Presents is coming, so you can stay tuned for that. I want to give a loving shout out to Antoine Hilton, who is helping us out.
That boy good.
What's that?
That boy good. Good.
Yes, that he is. Yes, he is.
He's actually coming to Alabama. He's actually part of the conference.
Yeah. All right. Amen. Antoine Hilton has been instrumental in some background things that he is helping Griff and I do. And we're just building the brand. You know, we don't want to just be the gospel singers. You know, when you put the mic down, what else you got? You know, so we're building the brand so that Anointed Friends will be a household name. That's my desire. That's what I'm asking God for.
Amen. I'm going to ride that prayer. And I want Anointed Radio to be a household name. Because Anointed, we're just all anointed today.
Yes.
God be the glory.
Make sure you download the Anointed Radio app and visit us and stay tuned at LV Anointed Radio. You see it on there. Y'all can read the habituals. Amen. So, Mr. Anton, we see you, sir.
Yeah.
Antoine.
Hey, Anton.
Thank you.
So, I want to go ahead and just say thank you, ladies, for coming on tonight. I know it's late. I know it's late in the midnight hour, past bedtimes and everything, but I appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us, because you spent the most valuable thing that you have, and that is time. And I really appreciate you guys. You guys are doing great things. It was great that I was able to share a stage with y'all when we was in Jacksonville. And one thing I could definitely say is, and Prophetess Tish, no, I'm not a quartet person, but I listen to y'all.
Finally, a quartet group we like. Come on.
We're not quartet either. We don't want to be boxed in with just quartet.
Y'all not boxed in, but I just want y'all to know. Okay. When they get more than four people, I usually go.
Praise God. I'm listening to y'all. To those that he think is quartet, so... Look, if y'all was able to keep his attention, and
amen.
One of y'all,
she knows my personal experience, amen.
Praise so, God. But
you guys are really great. I love your guys' spirit on stage, off stage. And I just want to say, stay authentically you.
Yes,
amen.
And I'm gonna tell you, like what Junior from the Steve Harvey Morning Show said to me, don't let me come a few years later and see y'all not together no more.
Amen. For the journey thus far, and if we continue to fast and pray and seek him,
yes,
I believe that the cement will stick.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all will be together, because during the time where everyone was breaking up, everyone was going away, or so God was mending y'all even closer.
Right.
And so if y'all survive through COVID, y'all gonna survive.
Right.
So y'all
come on.
And then even once y'all get into up in age, someone else is just gonna pick up the mic. So as we say in the household name, someone will pick up the mic. Like y'all, the torch will forever go. And I know y'all said y'all not quartet, but it's just like Lee Williams and the spiritual QCs. Though he's going, the group is still going. You still got the spiritual QCs, and they continue to pick up the torch. And so he was never able to. So the group, the legacy continues to live on. So Raj, your legacy will continue to stay in the earth.
I can tell you right now, Brittany's son, who keep coming into the camera, that boy's gonna sing. That boy anointed to sing.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. That was our quartet baby from the beginning of this. My baby was there. Roz been singing to my baby from the belly. His daddy got me into quartet, my husband. And this boy know all our songs. So
yes, he does.
When we all gone, that little boy, he keep peeking his head around the corner. I'm like, go.
Yep. I've been laughing on the whole.
He part of the group.
I'm trying to figure out why y'all ain't let him say, like, come on.
Because he ain't let him say, hey, man, come on.
He right there. Wait, what the mother used to say? Make that baby talk.
Come on. Come on, then.
Let him be able to say hi. Hi. Hi.
And he peeking too.
What is your name?
I thought I saw somebody kept peeping around. I was like, okay, maybe that's not. Maybe it's just me.
No, Miss Keisha. Miss Keisha, there's nobody there, Miss Keisha. Yeah. No, there's nobody there. You didn't take your medicine tonight. I'm sorry.
Really?
What's your name, baby?
Justin.
Come on, Justin.
How old are you?
How old are you?
Five.
You're five. So when are you going to start singing? Are you going to sing too? You're going to be a singer like your mommy?
My mommy and my daddy.
Your mommy and your daddy. So it's in your blood, baby. It's in your, you know what? May you continue to take what is in your blood and you begin to just continue to go forth and your name be well known throughout the whole nation. All right? We're looking forward to your first album, okay?
Okay.
All right. Go, Justin.
All right. I went to my church and I was singing on stage.
You was? Really?
He already bringing people out to the church.
Amen. I wanted my little Samuel.
All right now.
Come on,
going
back in. Okay.
So one thing I wanted to say to you ladies is that now that y'all been on Anointed Radio, like I've told every artist and group that's been on here, y'all family now.
Amen.
Family.
So now we are supporting you in however we can on the West Coast here in Las Vegas to be able to support you guys, promote you guys, and do everything in our power to be able to help you guys out. Because our mission statement is unity brings change. And just think, if the body of Christ became united, we wouldn't be competing with the secular world. We'd be worried about our own stuff. So I really believe in you ladies. You guys are doing great things. God is really touching you guys' group. And just keep doing what you guys are doing, because I love y'all music. And I want y'all to keep making music. One day I'm gonna get on a feature. I'm gonna be like, yes, yeah, Pastor Jay, you know what? I got something to say. And
come
what
on. All right, Pastor Jay.
Come on with it. Lady Prophetess and Lady Keisha, it was a pleasure to meeting you. Thank you for pouring into us tonight as well. You know,
it was my pleasure as well.
I'm gonna have to see about getting you back to Alabama.
I hope you can. I hope they can come. I really do.
I know. I'm gonna have to see this. I need God for a budget anointing like Roz had for her vision.
Yeah, I need to know what's going on.
I need
Miss Roz to just speak over the budget so I can just be able to say, come on.
Yes.
I'll put y'all on the same night Anton Hilton on. Like, come on.
Okay.
Yes.
Do it, Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, and then it's a gala anyway, so you need to be in your ball gowns.
Okay.
We got them.
Ready? We got them.
Yeah.
Got plenty of them.
Okay. So with that being said, in all seriousness, everybody make sure you share, like, subscribe. Make sure you guys go follow the Anointed Friends. You saw them here. You heard a little bit about them, but make sure you go follow their career. They have so much more, and their music is amazing. So definitely go get their music. Go buy their music. Not just stream, because you know the streaming ain't nothing. Go buy their music and be able to be a great support. And, you know, it don't got to stop. Why it don't got to stop? Because on the podcast platform, you can be able to check out this interview that's about to be on and hundreds of others, where you always listen to Anointed Radio on podcast and be able to say, I learned something and walked away with something. So make sure you can follow us on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, all the podcast platforms but Tidal and Black Effect, but that's gonna change one day. Amen. So with that, make sure that you guys stay blessed, stay healthy. I know they got new viruses out there, so y'all need to drink your orange juices. Yeah. And if y'all don't know about teas, you can go get my book, Creole Tea Remedies by Pastor Jaylon Calhoun in Amazon, and you can learn some of my grandmama recipes, you know what I'm saying? And be able to get healthy the natural way and not take all this medicine, because people are losing their kidneys quickly. So protect your kidneys as much as you can.
So with that being said, y'all stay blessed. Much love. And we'll see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Good night.